Blog Talk Radio.
First question, what is your aspiration in life?
Oh, my aspiration in life would be to be happy.
Thank you.
Yeah. James
Carter. Let me hear you say, hey, Miss 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 Carter. Let me hear you say, 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 let me hear you say.
Balenciaga and legendary father Larry Mizrahi presents Behind the Music, Saturday, April 5th in Louisville, Kentucky. Grand prize, tag team performance for $1,500. Michael and Janet Jackson, One Twister, must team up with the Butch Queen and Drag for Vogue Fest. Mini grants include Open to All Runway for $500. Femme Queen Performance, Beyonce for $400. Male Figure Realness for $200. Female Figure Realness for $200. And a host of other cash categories. Again, that's Saturday, April 5th in Louisville, Kentucky. Tables will be $100 before March 9th. And $150 after. Your commentators, the icons Jack Mizrahi and Selvin Mizrahi. And your DJ, legendary Baltimore St. Laurent. Your host hotel, The Gulf House, $89 a night. Call 1-800-843-4258 and use code Behind the Music. This weekend begins Friday, and an aftermath will be Sunday. Make your plans now. Contact Larry or Malcolm on Facebook or visit the event page April 5th for more information.
Yeah, I'm trying to teach the girls, but they not listening.
You wanna be just like me, I'm a classic girl. The hats of the paper take me, I'm a magic girl. The train wanna play all day cause I'm a nasty girl. If you wanna be just like me, I'm a classic girl. I'm a nasty girl. I'm a magic girl. I'm a nasty girl. I'm a classic girl. Yes, you wanna be just like me. The cup to the queen, can't take me. The tray wanna play all day cause I'm a nasty girl. Well.
Good evening, boys and queens, and those that are not sure. We come here tonight to pay honor to my brother, my little brother J-Rock. May God rest his soul. He was taken from us so early because of a butter accident. He put too much butter on the bread, and he just left us. So tonight, we come, as only we do know how, to pay tribute to J-Rock Bridge. So call us press 1, and this is Trash Talk Tuesday, so you can talk as much trash as you want with your host, Jason Bridge, and if possible, he may reach out from beyond the grave, J-Rock Bridge. Without further ado, I'm going to bring on everyone else. Hello, chat room. Can you hear me? Hello, Blog Talk room. Hello, everyone. I'm waiting for my guest to press 1 at any given moment. I think this is Justin. Justin, is that you?
I just can't believe it.
Well, please save all your tears for the obituary. But thank you, Carl. I'm gonna put you back on hold.
What's up, Jason?
404-980, you're on the air.
I just wanted to say that in honor of J-Rock, I am having some Kool-Aid glazed ham because I feel like he really brought that into my kitchen, into my life, and I want to thank him for the glazed Kool-Aid ham. I'm using red Kool-Aid, J-Rock. We miss you.
Thank you, Carla. Bear with us. We're having technical difficulties. The devil is busy tonight. Shamika, I'm trying to call you. So you're caught. You know what? I can't do this tonight. It's not on my brother's day. Three 4 7 5 3 3, you're on the air. 3 4 7 5 3 3. Okay. If you press 1 and you don't say something, the lines are full. I will be disconnecting you. So if you don't have anything to say, press 1 and take your hand down. Private caller, you're on the air.
Hey, what happened to J-Rock?
Hello, private caller, how are you?
Yes, I'm on to see what happened to J-Rock.
Unfortunately, my brother was in a butter accident.
You can put me back on that.
Mm-hmm. 22450, you're on the air.
So this is Bishop.
Hello, Bishop. How are you?
Hey, what's going on? Here's a funeral tonight.
Yes, we're having a funeral for J-Rock.
What happened to him?
He was in a butter accident.
Was he in a butter accident? Or did he paint on Bigfoot? Because that sounds like what happened with the accident he painted on Bigfoot.
No, my brother was in a butter accident. He put too much butter on his bread.
And he painted.
Bishop, not today with my brother. It's his going home service, and I don't want that. Thank you.
Well, you need to tell him to raise the tell the dead to be risen.
Just be bad.
What's going on? I'm sorry about my outburst earlier. I just had to bring myself together, you know. How you guys doing tonight? Hey, Bishop, how you doing?
I'm waiting for the dead to rise.
For the dead to rise?
I'm waiting for the dead to rise.
Well, while we wait for my other guests, when we wait for the rest of the guests, co-hosts or guests to call in, I'm going to play this song in tribute to my brother. I'm waiting for guests to call in with their stories about how J-Rock touched their lives with his leather pants and his press boots, how his chain of butter got them up, how he left this world.
Tell Bigfoot to call in and give her a...
I think you want Bigfoot, Bishop.
I'm going to do it just like she said. Ciao.
I think you want Bigfoot. J-Rock, this is for you. With Barry and J-Rock, I decided that this was going to, we were going to make this Bury a Bitch a Tuesday. In honor of my brother, if there's a bitch that's been getting on your nerves, that has pissed you off at work, or you just don't see the bitch, tonight is Bury That Bitch a Tuesday. You can call up, call that bitch out, and say whatever it is you need to say to that bitch, then we're going to bury that bitch right next to J-Rock. Bishop, is there anybody you want to bury with J-Rock?
Yeah, I want to bury somebody real quick. I normally don't do this, but for the fake profile and the fake-ass group that you got, rape my trainee girlfriend. For the fake-ass profile named Handy Slasher, we know you're fake. You were not a motherfucking transgender. You are a nigga under a transgender name. Handy Wood Slasher. If you listen to the show or anybody in the group that's in that group listen to the show, they should know they're in the wrong goddamn group. They should know that your group is phony. They should know that you are motherfucking chasing yourself under that damn profile. Stop your shit.
Okay. We have another private caller. Private caller, you're on the air.
What's going on?
How are you?
Good. I just needed to say that they need to bury Bishop and Shamika because they just blah, 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 blah on you.
Who was that?
This is a private caller.
The private caller calling in. You probably don't call in all the time. You
I definitely do. But
you
want to
come out? You
want to
come out the
right?
blue? You want to come out the blue
climber,
and start
right?
talking
I mean,
shit?
You were a social climber.
But this
that's
is Trash Talking Tuesday, so I'm gonna let you have it, faggot.
Well, you can never. You're a social climber. You're on Caesar's Wall,
Common
Enemy, and Sinai's
Post, Common
Tank. Oh,
come on, girl.
You
girl,
I mean,
come
you
on, girl.
You know, to the girls, and, you know, get to the way to the top
come
like
on, girl.
You see.
Come on.
But at the
come
end of the day, you're not going to get anywhere. You can't even get your thought pattern together to execute your sentence, girl. Girl. I think you've been hit upside the head with that wrestling match one too many times.
I know who this is. I know who that is. She better stop, though. And don't bite too hard.
That's right.
Because I'm coming out this week. Don't bite too hard, though.
Put me back on mute, please. You're buried. Chopped.
Thank you, Private.
I know who that is.
908-225. You're on the air.
Yeah, this Marcus. Write a ticket. Y'all call him, please. Y'all can put me back on hold.
Say that again, Marcus.
Ronnie said, can y'all call him, please?
Okay. Wait, Marcus. Well, since you're there, and this is a homegoing service for J-Rock, and it's also Bury a Bitch Tuesday, are there any bitches you want to bury?
Yeah, but I'm going to call back in and do that. I'm about to eat my dinner. I'm just waking up. And yeah, but I'm listening. But I got y'all. I got a lot.
Okay, Mark, can you have Rodney text me his number, please? Thank you.
Oh, hold on. Can you inbox me, Jay Rocky? That we got. I mean, Jason, we got friends on Facebook. That's why.
Okay,
I'm
sure.
Today.
Okay. Okay.
Let's see.
Well, I'm going to try and do something new because I've been practicing my supreme powers, and I'm going to try to bring my brother back for tonight's show. So So I'm about to test the seven. I'm about to test one of the seven tests to see if I can bring J-Rock back.
All you need is Bigfoot's meat to bring him back.
No.
Okay. I need a little inspiration before I can do this. Talk amongst yourselves. I'm doing something.
They said Mr. C gonna be at that up there with what's the name of all this week.
I hope my funeral was nothing like J Rock. This just goes to show how the kids feel about you. Your funeral is late. Your funeral is late, boot bitch. Wait. Okay, I'm testing my seven powers. Let me get a little inspiration. My 7-1.
That's fucked up. Tiffany didn't even show up.
That's Stevie Nicks.
So I'm gonna go to empty and time. You took my hand all the way, all the way down to where I live. But if I fail, never cry. Well, you know I'm sorry, but if I live to see heaven's wonder, I'll make a path to the rainbow stand.
J-Rock, is that you?
Y'all are stupid. I don't even know what the fuck to say. Y'all are fucking retarded.
Oh yeah. My god.
So you the next Supreme.
Yes, this time it's a break. I brought my brother back from the graveyard. Yeah.
Yes. I just can't believe it.
So while you was dead, did you see Nan?
Oh, bitch, I didn't go to hell. If I didn't die, I didn't go where Nan was, bitch.
This is my question. My question is, how you gonna win $50 and I think you won one of the categories and then just die all of a sudden? How did the almighty J Rock do that?
He died in the bus today.
Anyway, no, before I even start, because they wanted me to, they asked me about it last night, but I just didn't feel like talking, because plus I was driving, and I didn't want to hit a deer or something, and it was raining. The whole thing, no, it was raining and shit. You know how it was about to be a storm, so I didn't want to be on the phone and shit, driving. But first of all, to address everybody about the situation Friday, I'm just going to say like this. To anybody that really was upset about the post that went up about me, then, you know, that was truly, I am sorry, because I've seen a lot of people in North Carolina and all this kind of stuff, and everybody was pissed off and stuff like that. So, you know, like I said, I should have read it before it went up, because that's not what it was supposed to be like. It wasn't really supposed to be like that. But like I said, I take responsibility for anything about me. So, you know, to people that it really affected, or either like y'all really was concerned, I am truly sorry. But now here goes what I'm going to say to the other bitches. Girl, fuck you and everything you're going through. Fuck you and the surfboard you rolled in on. Fuck you, fuck you, fuckity fuck you. Bitch, are you fucking serious? You're going to come on here and try to make it seem like I was doing something for some motherfucking attention. Bitch, I don't need that kind of motherfucking attention, you dog-ass bitch. And for the fucking icon, pin, whoever the fuck you are, bitch, step into the light. Fuck all y'all. Y'all can go ride on some motherfucking dead surfboard for all I fucking care. I don't give a motherfuck, okay? Y'all don't give a fuck about nobody. Y'all just want enough, y'all just wanted some drama. I gave y'all some drama to talk about, and y'all just took it to the next level, and y'all just keep on talking about it because y'all want to just have drama. I told y'all already that I was truly sorry. I did not know why it went the way it went, how it went south, but I'm not going to apologize. I'm not going to explain what happened because I don't owe y'all a motherfucking explanation. If you can't take my apology, bitch, kiss my ass with your tongue hanging out after I took a nasty shit. How about that? Okay?
You.
Now, on with the show. Anybody that may ask me something about a motherfucking toast and rising from the dead, just call me Lazarus, bitch, or call me Nifty, motherfucker. Just know that I'm not answering. I'm going to pay you, pick. Just talk about something because I'm not talking about it no more. That's all I'm going to say about that. Now, I will talk about my weekend and about the ball and about some shit that got on my motherfucking nerves in North Carolina, but that's about it. But I'm not answering any motherfucking questions about a RIP J-Rock. And for everybody that keep on hitting me in my inbox, I'm like, don't play like this, don't play. First of all, bitch, I'm not worried about dying, okay? Bitch, if it happens, it happens. People are so fucking afraid of death. And okay, bitch, quit hitting me up with that. You shouldn't play. I'm not playing, okay? So a bitch like me is never scared to die. If I walk out today and motherfucking drop dead, I am thankful for every thing that has happened to me from now until that time. Y'all need to be thankful for your lives. Y'all read everybody. Y'all treat everybody like dirt. You motherfucking turning people left and right. But then I find it hard to believe that you evil, tired, vindictive, miserable motherfuckers literally want to come at me and say, you shouldn't do that. Kiss my ass. I'm only sorry to the people that are genuine people that really was concerned. And they expressed to me their concerns. And it wasn't no messy shit when they expected me to concern. They was more like, that was fucked up, J-Rock. Yeah, that's a real concern, but he's just doing this for us. Bitch, kiss my motherfucking ass. Now, on to the show. If anybody want to call in and ask me something, just know if it's about a motherfucking rest in peace, bitch, may you rest in peace, because I'm not answering it.
Well, hey, J-Rock, you know what, man? When people do stuff like that, you know, when people, so somebody put the room out there saying that you was in a car accident, whatever. You know that bring more longevity on your life, which meaning that
exactly.
You was meaning that yeah, basically at the end of the day, shoot, you gonna probably live longer than they probably expecting you to live. So.
And Bishop,
you know,
I don't mean to cut you off, and I appreciate that, but let me tell you one motherfucking thing, Bishop. Because I've seen that motherfucking picture that went up, bitch. My nose is my motherfucking nose, okay?
Okay, can I say something? Did you wake up like that?
I surely did wake up like this, and everybody that's seen me in person in Carolina will let you know. Bitch, it's nothing that's ugly about me. At least I know, bitch, I look like I'm the motherfucking my picture, bitch. I look like my motherfucking picture. You don't want to. I am the guy in the picture.
Are you coming to D.C. This week?
No, I'm not.
So you're going to pay the ball.
It's not that I'm paying the ball. It's that I did not have that lined up in my schedule.
I heard a couple weeks ago you said you was coming.
I know. I really would like to come to the media. Thank God. And I hope everybody have a good time, but I did not. I can't. It's not in my schedule. I have, you know, things to do. I got some work to take care of because I'm about to get ready to transfer. But I hope they have a successful one, though, and I know it's going to be hot, so.
Well, for a minute, they were saying there was a whole rack going on with that. The media takeout balls, whole rack going on with it. What's going on with it, Jason? What are you hearing?
Say that again. I got disconnected. I'm just having switchboard problems right now.
What are you hearing about the media takeout ball?
I never heard anything about the media takeout ball other than that it's still supposed to happen.
Okay, because I heard that it was kind of giving someone didn't have the money and no shade, no, someone didn't have the money and, you know, they were out robbing the clients, the dates.
That's
what came on. That's what came on the list in the official ballroom scene.
Well,
okay.
Everything that you have to think about it is when people post stuff like that up, you got to be able to decipher what's the cackle part of it and what's the truth. Some of it might be true. Some of it could not be, you know, it's some of it. So, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what, you know, what people are doing on that other end. But I will say, you know, I just cackled when I saw the post about Mr. C being one of the guests, the secret celebrity.
One thing, though, I do commend Shauna Agha and I do commend Trishae Khan for taking what people are saying about what was going on with their function, and now that they are promoting their function again, that is very, very key. You know, not for people to you know let shit like that get in the way from them, you know, promoting something. But anyway, the shade about it. What celebrity guest going to be there?
I couldn't tell you.
Well, I tell you what, Jason, while you're getting that switchboard together, let me go ahead and get my weekend recap out of the way, because I really couldn't really get into it last night. I don't know, Kelly just was over it. I don't know if she was driving or what.
She went off.
She chopped the whole motherfucking show. Bitch, I said, oh, my God, Kelly. They said, Kelly chopped the show, bitch. Said she's got to go. But, I really want to thank, you know, everybody in North Carolina for showing me a good time. Like, let's say outside of the ball and everything, just that part in particular, spending time with the fam, going to drink Chicken Ebony, Marcus and Scott, you know, Rodney and Kelly for showing a good time and having a good time and just being amongst people, you know, personally versus through fucking Facebook and stuff like that. So I think everybody was having – no, I don't think everybody was having a good time. I know these thoughts was having a good time because I seen what was going on at the Doubletree, and I thank you. Now, we're not going to get into that. Y'all best be glad I don't know some of your names. I know your faces, though. But, bitch, let me tell you something. Between all these rooms and the ins and outs of the doors that was going on, there was a lot of thought action. That's all I'm going to say. I was sitting back. I'm not a thought. I got thought like waves. Okay.
Give us the action. You can give us the action. I have to get a name. Give us the action, though. What was going on?
I'm just saying, people was walking out of rooms, belts on buckles, draws on backwards. I mean, going into other rooms. I'm just saying stuff like that, you know.
So it's safe to say it was festive.
It was very festive. And then you hop from one hotel to the next hotel, and those cars are going over there. Let me tell you something. They ran amok on North Carolina.
What you saying, it was very given much Atlanta pride out at the hotel lobby and
well,
everybody
looking
at each
other know,
stupid.
I don't know about Atlanta pride and hotel lobby. All I know is when I was at the Doubletree, you go on the second floor, third floor, look over into the lobby, and you play pick a part, just like Al's pick a part. You just look down, make sure somebody make eye contact with you, come up the stairs. There was people blocking stuff. Like, why can't I get up the stairs? People fucking dick on the stairs. It was some crazy stuff going on. And, you know, I was just saying my prayers and reading my Bible, you know, and going trying to.
I just got an inbox.
What's that?
Someone asked J-Rock, was you playing pick one?
No, I wasn't playing pick one. I had my Bible, okay? I was reading the scripture. And I just looked over, and I've seen how people were playing pick one.
You were praying the Lord.
Yes, I was reading.
Did you get on your knees and pray with this one?
I looked this out.
Like I said, I am not a thought. I just have thought like ways. But anyways, Now, on to the ball. Like I said, the city was good. Like I said, Marcus, y'all, I mean, I went to some of the places people told me to, you know, go and stuff, and we had fun. But now on to the ball situation. I already told Marcus, I'm going to tell him what I liked, I'm going to tell him what I didn't like. What I didn't like is Camaro's best dress. I'm sorry. It's no shade. I did not like it. I didn't. I'm not going to sit up here and lie to myself. I walked behind him after he came off, and I was just like, oh, my God.
J-Rock,
like,
did he get tens?
He got his tens, bitch. So I can't blame, I cannot blame Camaro at all. He walked up there. He took his cape off, and I just knew it was going to be something nasty, bitch. And then I just looked, and I'm like,
I don't think
I'm gonna let you know.
But J-Rock, I mean, from the clip, I don't think it would have been half as bad if he would have just taken the turban off.
I think the turban really got it too. But let me tell you something. No, it's, and then it didn't. I don't know. It just didn't. I thought. See, okay. I'm just giving you what I think best to be. And even though my thoughts don't count, y'all can verify for all the people that's best dressed and fashionistas out there. If you're going to walk best dressed, it needs to be tailored to you. It needs to fit.
Right.
It needs to be, okay, the coat was too big, first of all. You know what I'm saying? Maybe my eyes were playing tricks on me. I'm not trying to be shady. I'm just telling you what I've seen.
It looked like it was made for somebody else.
It looked like purple crushed velvet with sandstones. Different color sandstones and chains.
Well, earlier, one of the fake profiles was giving it that he was giving Jafar from Aladdin.
Aladdin.
I just didn't get it. I just didn't get it. Now the Milan, bitch?
Yeah, everybody else. Yeah, the
Milan
came through looking like.
They ate it.
Okay.
they were
so
eating it, you know what I'm saying?
Who would you say would have ate better than him? Who would you say would have ate better than him? Apparently he still got his chance.
I think didn't everybody get their chance to walk?
I don't know, because, and that's another thing that I did not like about the ball. They gave Camaro chance for that best dress, but then it was chopping people that should have got through for other categories. I'm like, so at the beginning of the ball, y'all was letting it go, then by the middle of the ball, y'all started getting technical. I don't get it. No, let me tell you something. What they changed the panels, but this is what I did not like about the ball. And Marcus can come on later on, and he can tell me if he thinks the same thing or not. But the panel was carrying. I'm sorry. The panel was carrying. It was like, it was a lot of times that they were stuck on different categories. If they just go ahead and make their decision, it would have been, the category could have moved faster. You see what I'm saying? And it's just like, it was retarded. Like, you get people up there, they outperforming the motherfucker, and then they just be like, chop. Two D's. Oh, my bad, I didn't put up a D. One F. Oh, my bad, I didn't put up an F. And my
hold
thing
that,
is, if you
hold
can...
J-Rock, hold that. We have a caller. Private caller, you're on the air. Private caller, you're on the air.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you're on. Continue. Y'all can keep talking.
I'm gonna just say it like this. I feel like it's about to be a storm that's about to come right through this radio station in a minute.
Well, it can be a storm all they want to be. Like I said, I'm gonna save that one because I kind of got excited when I seen that category. But another thing that kind of had bothered me was I feel like this: if y'all got rid of the number system in ballroom where you don't give people 10s, 8s, 7s, what makes you think that they're gonna get A, B, C, D, E, F? You know what I'm saying? Good. You know what I'm saying? They didn't know what letters they were picking up. If any judge is taking offense to what I'm saying, then I'm talking about you. Because I didn't even call them no names. It was three different panels.
So if you think that you were one of the ones that was so fucked up that you can't judge right, I'm talking to you. I don't give a fuck if you're an icon, legend, a motherfucking god. I don't care who you are. Bitch, if you cannot hold your liquor or your drink or your drug, whatever your choice is, nobody's knocking you for what the fuck you do. But don't get up there and start carrying and don't know what letter you put up or what. That doesn't make sense to me.
Well, who couldn't figure out what letter they wanted to put up?
And that's what I'm telling you. I don't know these people like that, and that's why I'm glad I don't.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. I really don't know them like that. So that's why I said people drive and fly. Let's say this, because, you know, they'll try to read the girls that drive, fly. I mean, they drive or ride the bus. Even if you flew, however you got across the map to get all the way to North Carolina to have a good time and to walk this ball and get into the spirit of competition, to get shaded by somebody that don't know what they're doing or carrying or, you know, arguing with the commentator and all this kind of stuff, that's retarded to me. One thing I can say about Selvin is it seems like, and y'all can check behind me because maybe I don't know what I'm saying, I'm just telling you what I see. A lot of times when Selvin say something, if y'all catch it, just look at every, like, ball and throwback clip or anything, Selvin always stop and say, okay, let's do it again. And then he'll count it over, he'll do it, and he always be right. So I'm like, if y'all know Selvin's been doing this for fucking eons, Jack been doing this for eons, you know what I'm saying? People like that, why y'all keep on questioning them? Just let the ball move along. There is very rare that I see Jack or Selvin just wrong. And they kept on doing all this stuff, getting mixed up.
I hear what you're saying, J-Rock, and this is where I'm going to have to disagree. But this is, again, this is just my opinion because I was not there. I can only go by what I saw from the clip that I saw. And from the clip that I saw, there was a lot of confusion with the judges and with the commentator and with the promoter, which from my understanding, the score system was AB was an automatic 10. Or A, B, or C was an automatic 10. Two D's was a chop, and an F was an automatic chop. So it took two D's to make a chop. From what I saw, there were judges that had their face buried in plates. There were judges that had their face buried in someone else's face. And there were judges that were just judges. So when you had a commentator, like, I felt sorry for the one child that got chopped like 4 or 5 times because they couldn't figure out what the chopping system was. So I don't know if it was because the ball started late or the judges got full, and because they got full, they couldn't remember A, B, C, D, or E. They just did whatever they wanted. I think that, I mean, I commend Marcus on his judging system because I think that it would work. I thought that it would work. But it's a matter of commentators and judges getting their styles together and staying on one accord.
And then you have Marcus running from point A to point B. You put Marcus running from point A to point B. You say he didn't have a voice. He didn't have nothing. So I can't really blame Marcus for putting together. Like I said, when I was saying do the number system, I think it's the same way. It's kind of like to eliminate any kind of shade or anything. If you don't think it's a 10, maybe it's like a 8. Maybe it's like a 9. And it shows that person you need to work on it. You know what I'm saying? Because back in the day, from what I was told, I don't know nothing, once again, from what I was told by the ones that, you know, mentor me, if you were 10s across the board, bitch, you was over. It was a good thing to be 10s across the board. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people, they sit up here and they lie to y'all talking about, oh, they legendary for this and icon for that. But they may have just been 10s across the board because it was prestige and being 10s across the board. Not anybody can be 10s across the board. Just because they don't want to chop you. They didn't have to chop you back in the day unless you was just doggish, unless you was just the motherfucking fool.
I mean, well,
like I said,
that part kind of
got me. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
I mean, some of it looked like give it to your girlfriend to me.
What are you talking about? They letting all the prizes win?
Oh,
but anyways, I'm just playing. I just wanted to get under Rodney's skin. But that's another one that I'm going to talk about. But another thing that got me was, Jason, I'm pretty sure Marcus is going to let you know what he thought about the judging. Baby, now this one is towards Marcus. You know that we live in a generation of everybody wants stuff so quick and everything. like when it comes down to directions. Let's just say if you ask somebody, hey, I'm coming by your house to eat dinner, they'll give you an address and not tell you the apartment number, the gate code, or anything. So my thing is, when y'all gave this address to the ball, everybody looking for this goddamn address to the ball, we had to look at Icon Laura Spears to tell us to make sure that you put the exact full address in there with the zip code, because we was on the wrong side of town. Everybody, you just see a bunch of ballroom people. You know it was Queens. Everybody going in circles in the woods just looking like, what the fuck is this place?
You asked for Marcus, and here he is.
Yes.
Hello.
Hey, Marcus.
Yes, Marcus.
Hi. Everyone who read my message, who put in the address that I gave them, got there. Girls don't read, and they put in what they want to put in, and they expect me to know that you didn't put it in right.
They put part of
the
address
in.
They don't put the whole thing in.
They don't put the whole address in. If you had copied and pasted it in, you'd have got there. I even told you if you're going to use Google Maps, use this address. If you're going to use any other GPS, use this address and keep going up the street and you'll see it on the left. I am not a magician. I am not a brain surgeon. I can't make you read the message. That was
all
your
I know is, and
fault.
And then the place that you had it at, granted, it had been moved. So what we seen was where it used to be. And then let's talk about
that. That means you did not read
somebody,
the message, J-Rock.
I don't. Okay, I'll take that hit. I should have read the message, Mark, and I'm going to take that hit. But I still think it was jacked up because my brain was slow. I'm not from North Carolina. I get scared when I'm in the woods. It wasn't no lights back there. I didn't know if no bears was going to jump out. I didn't know if no drag queens or trannies was going to come attacking my car. But that's another story. My thing was, I know that you didn't do
that. You would have liked that if they would have started coming to your car. You would have loved it.
Shut your ass up, Chewbacca. But anyways,
Bigfoot,
like I said, when
it came out that woods, you would have loved it.
Marcus, when we got to the street to turn on, you know, we knew we were going the right way then. It was taking us there. I know you didn't do this because this would have been stupid. But that goddamn five-way setup of the police cars that pulled me over and told me, show me your identification and everything, and then I got people in the car that their IDs may not be what's in the car.
Well, in North Carolina, they don't check. The only person their IDs, they check is the driver. They don't do that, check everybody
I know,
in the car.
But I'm just saying, before they did that, I don't even lie to you. I was like, bitch, I'm going to jail because I left my motherfucking driver's license. But luckily, I had my other ID on me, and I told them, I'm going to a revival. And I'm trying to find what the church is. And when they seen that other ID, they just looked in the car and said, the place you're looking for, go up, make a right, and it'll be on your left. I was like, thank you, ma'am. I was so nice because bitch was sweating bullets. I don't know who did that, but it looked like they was looking for something, and I don't know why they was just sitting right there. I can't speculate, but I know somebody called, and I don't know who, but somebody had to call to try to shade the ball.
Well, fortunately, no one got arrested, and it's all good.
Right. I'm glad. Now, my favorite category, the Vogue category.
Well, hold on, J-Rock. Okay. You asked about, told me the things that you didn't necessarily care about. Which, you know, seemed as though it was out of my discretion. Was everything okay with the trophies, the food, the stage, the tables?
That's
stuff that's under my control.
Now, okay. The awards trophies was over. I liked them. I really liked the awards trophies, although, you know, I didn't get my award, so I'm just, you know, bitter and a hater about that. I know I should have won. I know your system or whatever you put it in was wrong. I'm blaming you. I know it's out of your control, but I'm blaming you anyway. Anyway, the stage was big enough. The sound it had enough sound in there. The tables, bitch, I fucked those cookies in that Chick-fil-A up for the gods. Bitch, I ate all of it. Now, the drinks was shady because it was $10 for a drink and for $3-something for a goddamn Mountain Dew. I was upset, but I paid it and I drank it. But, I mean, the tables and everything, the venue, especially the dressing area, it was enough room in there. It wasn't hot. You know, it had air conditioning. I mean, the actual place, I liked it. Now, Marcus, the security. God damn it, it's 1 degrees outside. I'm bitches freezing and shaking. And security got us standing at the door for my 5 at a time. But then we like, how long do it take to check? 5 at a motherfucking time.
I told you to come early because we was going to go through everybody's stuff. We were trying to make sure nobody gag us this time.
Hey, Mr. Marcus. Look, man, I just listened to J-Rock. The drinks was $10. That's the fucking South, man.
$15 in
D.C. It's supposed to be $5 in the South.
Well,
what didn't
but
happen?
Don't come to none of my events, man.
No. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is I'm just shocked at the damn
the last
drinks.
I
like,
went, I paid like
$5. I mean, the drinks is like $10. You say $5.
I think I spent like
$3 over
a drink tonight.
Who was that?
This is Justin.
Bishop.
Justin, you were at the ball?
No, I didn't go to that. I didn't go to your ball. I'll probably come next year and do something like that. I'll try to come out because it looked cute. Yeah.
So, J-Rock, would you be okay if we had a ball there again at that same space? Now that you know how to get there?
Oh, no, that was not no shade. I had my phone was on mute, and I had to get back in. No, but no shade, though. That's a good spot, though. I think it's a good spot for it's not around nobody's houses. It's in the fucking woods. I mean, the only person that can get you is Freaky Jason. But now,
J Rock.
What'd you say, J Rock? I heard my name, but that's all I heard because you
cut
faded
off. He got cut off.
Oh, well, I guess my power bringing back the dead didn't last too long.
Oh, bitch.
Hey, y'all. I'm here. I was listening and I'm having phone issues.
Hey,
but to the private caller, hey everybody, but to the private caller, stay private, baby. It's okay. You can't please everybody. And I'm not here for that. So. Fuck. Thank you, lame boo. Ain't that serious?
Tell them. But I know
Bishop,
who that
I ain't
was.
Taking up for your ass. I'm speaking on my bed.
Right, look, you don't have to take up for me.
Okay,
I know
okay,
who
we
it
have,
was, though.
The first call is 773-778.
Hey, everybody. So my
hey.
Brother,
hey.
Went, back to, my brother
hey.
Went back to the grave. Jason, your powers ain't shit. You are not the next Supreme. I got this condolence card from the Trojan Condom Factory we were supposed to read. I guess J-Rock did a couple of ad endorsements for them on the show.
You said what?
All them condom ads J-Rock was doing on the show, I guess it must have reached the Trojan people, so they sent the letter of condolences. The show on their behalf for J-Rock and his endorsement of their, what was that, bearskin condom. So here you go, Jason, you take that.
Thank you. Oh, it's a check.
Oh, it's so good. I feel J-Rock, like you ain't got one on.
J-Rock, I just got a card with a check for 50 cents from Trojan Condoms. They
see?
Say their condolences on your death.
And they got a pack of lube in the back, so I don't know if y'all, you know, you going to get those out throughout the course, or y'all just going to wait till the repass. I think that was nice. You know how many people out of lube these days? Lube is a rarity.
Lube is expensive.
Yeah.
The girls using shit.
Excuse me. According to North Carolina, that's what they say they was using. For the girls who wasn't eating cake, for the girls who just ate cake for like 3 hours because
oh my God.
There was no meat involved.
Oh, yeah.
What's up with that little story? Talking
about so you saying North Carolina
so.
Was not giving meat, but they was just all giving it all cake?
All that. They said it was a buffet there if you worked at a bakery, but bitch, if you was looking for a deli, you got to go somewhere else. They said, we got tons of cake, bitch. We ain't got no meat.
Not like that.
So they was giving the all power bottom.
That bitch said, we got cakes, we got cookies, we got pies. Bitch, we
so
look like Sarah Lee.
The pastry
that bitch
chef
said, you looking for Oscar
Mayer?
We ain't here.
I'm so glad to be here.
Well, I was told that the ball was sad from what I had got it.
Yeah, from the way things looked, it
looked
like it was over. So congratulations, Marcus.
You think a street fair is sad, honey?
I was told the ball was sad.
Well, child, please. Child, anywhere it's going to be three or four trainees grouped in the name, you're going to think it's sad.
You said you talking about me?
Yes, ma'am.
You talking about me? First of all, hold on. I'm retired. Like I told you guys, I'm retired.
On some real shit.
I'm all about helping motherfuckers. And the thing is, at the ball that's coming up, the media takeout.
Damn.
I will be there on Saturday.
Jason, can we go back to the morning service?
Because
I ain't got time for this.
And I will not be walking this time. I will be catching the Uber. Okay.
Jason.
Oh, yes,
J-Rock,
bitch, yes.
Y'all can hear me? I don't know what was going on with that switchboard. It was
that
blank.
Was that Ouija board Jason had. He was contacting the Axeman again.
So
that Ouija board ain't worth shit, child. I'm sorry. We going to get a stronger connection.
So y'all bringing bitches back and then killing them off again? This
well,
is
child, it was either that or we just don't bring you back at all.
Well, anyway, is Marcus still there?
Yes, I am.
Back to the question that you had asked me, because I don't know what happened. Yes, I think that is a good place to have another function. It could have fit even more people in there.
Oh,
with
yeah.
With a well enough place. So, but let me get this out the way, this god dang on performance category.
Yeah.
First of all, it was a lot of people coming through there. Now, Marcus, I was pissed off about the performance category because everybody, it just looked like Leopard City. Everybody had on Leopard.
Right. They didn't think out of the box with that.
At all. Everybody had on Leopard, and I'm like, out of all the animal prints. And then everybody had on a Leopard suit. Nobody like tried to make it into an effect or anything. So my thing was, I was like, okay, I think they was really getting chopped because everybody was just tired of seeing Leopard. That's what I think. But
that's what I would have did. I would have just voted for the one who had the best Leopard effect. Other than that, I would have chopped everybody.
But let's talk about the winner of Butch Queen Vogue film, Elzon. Now, baby, when I tell you I don't remember who walked Butch Queen Vogue film because this motherfucking boy showed his motherfucking ass. When I tell you he performed and entertained, I have not ever seen that at a ball. Maybe I haven't been to enough. But he gave like a, now I really honestly and truly know the meaning of putting on a show and performance. He was putting on a show for the judges, for the audience. From the time he stepped up there, he was effective. He had like a zebra effect with the hat, with the everything. He freaked the fuck out the pole on the everything. I mean, it was like, it was good. Every time he went up there, it was like he never, you know how sometimes when somebody go, they get their chance, they'll do good in like one battle, then they start kind of dying down. No, this motherfucker was at level 100 and pissed on everybody that came next to him. Sorry. And the reason I'm just saying his first name is because I'm not bucking him up because of his last name. It is what the fuck it is. Elzon P. I will put him up next to any of you motherfucking Vogue fans. Just saying. Twist, shout out to Decatur, Agab, and a shout out to, Young Man, Ebony, Captain of Ebony. I like them, but it just seemed like Twist was... It really was blah because I just don't understand why Twist is Twist because I really wanted to come on that runway and just before they walked up there and asked them what category do you walk? What realness category do you walk? What realness category do you walk? There was a bunch of feminine cunty bitch and it had nothing to do with the effect. I'm sorry, bitch. Your hair is longer than motherfucking Beyonce and you talking about you a motherfucking Twister, girl. Get the fuck. And I know that you, and you got fucking highlights in your head and shit, but you a twister. Get the fuck out of here. That tripped me out.
Jason, I don't know what you done, but J-Rock came back with the fury.
Let me tell you something. Carol Balenciaga said it best. Bring me a motherfucking trophy. And he didn't even, he gave y'all grace period, bitch. He said bring him any trophy from a realness category before you twist. I guarantee you that runway going to have about three or four motherfucking twisters on there. Because there was just a bunch of girls that say, I cannot vote for him, so I'm going to slip over into twist. And the judges should not be letting them women twist out like that. Because they don't get twist to vote.
Night.
I'm just saying.
Congratulations to Decatur, Aga. You're going to Vegas.
Ooh. Wait. Okay, hold on. Decatur not going to Vegas?
Decatur is going to Vegas.
Oh, okay. But, yeah, Decatur did a good job. I've watched his Vogue since I've been watching his Vogue and some more Twisted Vogue. He did a very good job. Legendary Vogue. Hold on. Let me get myself together for this because I don't want people coming through the lines, storming through the lines, trying to chop my head off and, trying to bully me and stuff. I'm a very small guy. A lot of y'all seen that in North Carolina. I don't want my face getting mixed up because, I am the T. My skin is like butter. So anyways.
J-Rock, you died because of butter. That should be the last thing you say.
Okay. But anyways, legendary performance. Angel showed her ass. Andre showed his ass. But when it came down to the battle, as you can see, I can't really remember nobody else because they didn't really get me up. But I just think Angel be getting shaded. I'm just going to say that. When Angel be coming to the East Coast, I really think Angel be getting shaded. Because Andre, let me tell you something about Andre Mizrahi. That is the best performance. Y'all can kiss my ass, whether you like it or not. That is the best performance to me ever. Nobody performs like Andre. He has his own his own unique way of performing. He, mixed everything up. That's what brought me into ballroom. But Saturday night, when he went against Angel, he did not vogue like he normally vogue. It seemed like he was voguing like he was pressed, like, bitch, this little bitch is coming for me. I'm not going to let them win. He started, doing stuff that I don't normally see him do. And then when he tried to stand up on that table, if I'm lying, I'm flying, and I ain't got no motherfucking wings. So you tell me. When he tried to stand up on that table, he fell off. Andre never knocked his toe.
I now give to you.
You can take off.
Oh, my God.
You last night. Your opinion is not worthy of our opinion. If you needed an opinion, you would have been a motherfucking judge, mistake. Now I'm doing what you and Michi do when y'all girls do Ebony, mistake. Bitch, you have no opinion about a motherfucking pioneer motherfucking icon when you're just a motherfucking up-and-coming star.
Kelly,
I'm doing what you do every week.
No,
of our opinion, mistake. You don't even have even an equivalent of trophies that he has. Have an opinion, mistake. I'm giving exactly what you give, mistake. And
you
at the right time, honey, okay?
I'm calling out technical things. I'm not talking about nothing.
Baby, it's a lot of technical motherfucking things that go on with the House of motherfucking Ebony. That bitch is calling out.
Don't try it.
Yeah, y'all motherfucking read, bitch. Well, bitch, you got me here now, bitch. Please.
You come on to attack him because he came for Andre Mizrahi, but you didn't come on to wish the House of Bridge condolences while he was dead.
I took the post down, Miss Sangora. I did come on the post, Miss Sangora. I hope it's not true when I heard that he was dead. Then I got a call from my girlfriend and said it wasn't true, Miss Sangora. It was all a motherfucking stunt, Miss Sangora, bitch. I don't give a fuck what any motherfucking bitch do, Miss Sangora, bitch. That's not something that you do for a motherfucking category. That was stupid and ignorant for him to do some motherfucking bullshit like that for a motherfucking category and have people motherfucking worry that motherfucking care about him, Miss Saint Girl. And then he came on so nonchalant about it motherfucking yesterday, Miss Saint Girl. Bitch made me want to hang up the phone on his motherfucking ass.
Yes, indeed.
Like I said, I'm nonchalant to the motherfuckers that know that they don't
it's
give a
motherfucking
shit.
It's not nonchalant,
Miss
Saint, bitch, because, bitch,
no.
Everybody in that motherfucking room, whether it was a real profile or a fake profile, was motherfucking
Kelly.
Worried about your motherfucking raggedy motherfucking ass.
Kelly.
Thank you,
Kelly.
Kelly.
Okay, and you came on like
tell,
it was just,
let me tell you,
well,
let me tell
y'all
something.
Say,
let me tell
no,
y'all
it
something.
Shouldn't have been that.
They wasn't, they
came
wasn't
on, and you should have motherfucking, before you even...
They wasn't...
About
they
the motherfucking
ball.
You
should have
came
wasn't.
On and you should have apologized to the girls and say,
I did.
Cleaning your Facebook page and all types of stupid motherfucking bullshit.
Let me tell you
nobody
something.
Got time for that.
I apologize that day. I'm a grown-ass motherfucking man. If you can't accept my apology then you just want to be motherfucking messy. Because when the post originally went up, it was 4 hours before they even said anything. It was one thing that sent everybody, and that was that fake message saying that they contacted my people and that I got in a car accident. Other than that, everybody, even a fake post,
okay, well,
was like, this is not true.
They didn't even do something like that.
I did not do that.
You know, entities, and I was trying, you know, you sent everybody. I was even in the process of calling Raquel because nobody knew where you were.
But guess what, though? Raquel already knew what was going on. You see what I'm saying? Before anything, everybody knew what was going on. What went up was not approved by me. I'm taking responsibility for it because it had my name on it.
Well, whoever did it, they asked was motherfucking stupid too, bitch, okay? And they need to really get in a motherfucking car accident, bitch, to do some motherfucking stupid shit like that when motherfuckers in motherfucking transit on their way to motherfucking North Carolina and everybody fucking worried about you and calling around and all types of motherfucking shit.
Well, like I said, like I told everybody,
baby,
I
you got a real life mistake. Just because we sit here, we kiki and read the girls and everything, bitch. Bitches, that we sit here together on this show as hosts and co-hosts, mistake. We build a bond with people, even though we read and everything. And the girls are actually concerned about your ugly ass and your leather wearing ass pants.
I know that, and that's why I did not. And everybody was throwing the shade to him and all this kind of stuff. But that's fine. I knew that, and that's why I felt like I had to explain myself to you, people like Alexis, people that I know that it was like, bitch, that was Don Bag. When Marcus finally settled down, I explained to Marcus and stuff like that. But to motherfuckers that was reading from the beginning of the post, even before they found out that it was even true, they was reading. So to those old fucking faggots, I don't have to explain myself to you after I've already made a motherfucking public statement, an apology, letting you know that I am truly sorry and stuff like that. Bitch, if you can't take it, if you can't take the apology, I'm not going to sit up and feel bad about it, bitch. I feel bad about the people that was actually concerned. Other than that, everybody else can kiss my motherfucking ass with their tongue hanging out after a motherfucking shit. I don't care.
Let's say that. Oh, that's a sweaty ass in those other pants.
and like I said before, Jason let Kelly come over here and rudely interrupt me and bully me. I am a little person, and I don't like being bullied. Okay,
girl, well, when you and Michi come up here with y'all motherfucking ugly asses, mistake, and bully everybody, mistake, when they got an opinion about the House of Ebony, Jason don't say nothing about it. Okay? Y'all come up here, y'all read girls down, mistake, because they got an opinion about everybody.
Wait. No, Kelly, you're not going to do that. Because when J-Rock and Michi go off on Ebony and they want to be pit bulls for Ebony, I do say something to them. The same
okay,
way,
well, I'm sorry. Sorry, I apologize, honey, but you ain't going to talk about my daddy, Miss Say.
Well, I understand. I'm not talking about him. I told you that he is the epitome of Vogue to me. But
yeah,
that night,
well, honey, Angel won over him. He won over Angel, so it's 1-1. They will meet again.
Well, not on the East Coast. I just feel like the East Coast
Well, no. J-Rock.
One over him,
J-Rock,
and you won over him in Chicago, and
with,
he won over
right.
Andrew in North Carolina.
Right. And it was both for $500.
I still think she showed her motherfucking ass.
Saint Laurent.
Hold on, grand prize was Kent Saint Laurent.
Kid ended up winning the $500.
When he fell off the table, I just never seen Andre fall off a table, okay? I've seen Andre stick every fucking move like it's second nature. I've never seen him Vogue pressed, ever. So that's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
You just came on here just being all defensive.
God,
let's get to the next night to your ball while you want to come on here with your no music having ass. We can't even hear nothing walking in the motherfucking function. Can't even hear shit. Got that church, got that goddamn church speaker.
Oh, no, Jason, let him go.
With that goddamn church, speaker, the only thing the commentator can do is sit in a motherfucking seat and sit next to that motherfucking PV amp and give a sermon because you couldn't motherfucking hear him. Then them trophies, I don't even know what I won. What did I win, Kelly? It's not on my trophy. I didn't win anything. I got an extra trophy from the night before, you know.
Okay, are you done?
Y'all shaded me because you knew I was coming for verbal vote for you, and you shaded it, and I think you shaded it. That's what it was.
You done?
Yes.
First of all, okay, when you wake up, honey, after traveling for hours and then going to a ball, getting yourself together, getting your kids together and getting to a ball, and then you wake up the next day, honey, okay, and then you find out the day of, mistake from the promoter, miss saying that, not from the promoter, from the venue, miss saying that everybody has to be 25 and older to get into the venue. Baby, you have to do something to accommodate people when you have something that's already been promoted for a couple of months. So we went and we found two other venues that would accommodate them. One was too small, so we found the venue where we was at, okay? We did not know the music was going to be that low. We fixed the problem and got more speakers. Yes, we did run out of time, baby, but we made sure everybody had a good time, and we tried to get to as much categories as we can get to, okay? All the other cash is given out, except two categories, okay? You go to motherfucking balls, bitch, where you don't even get motherfucking trophies, and you don't even motherfucking get cash, Miss Thing, okay, bitch? So don't sit here and come and read Miss Thing. And everybody else had a good time? You didn't have a good time? Well, I guess you should have stayed in the hotel and let somebody fuck you in your shitty ass.
Well, that's why
we get to one motherfucking function, one function mistake. We go to one function and they don't have performance at the function, but every other category is given. I think it was a great job mistake. That Vogue Femme category from the Vogue Femme and Twista versus Sister mistake was too long from the night before. We had one ball and ballroom, and in the last couple of years we've been having ball, it was no Vogue categories. Amen.
Oh, man. But it was some girls there last night. I wanted to see them go in because the girls did not get a chance to go
in.
And I actually
wanted to see the girls go in too. Okay, the ball was supposed to be over at 2:00. We paid extra money and had it to 3:00. We tried. The lady didn't want it. This is her second. This her second event in that place. It had just opened up on Friday. She did not want it, baby. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay,
y'all
guess,
girls for the red,
Miss Thing.
If we didn't have motherfucking have the punch, dear Miss Thing girl, baby, but we made sure we were able to have punch and everything, baby. She just opened up. She didn't have a liquor license or anything, but she took a chance and she let the girls have punch there. And y'all had y'all beverages, Miss Thing. The girls had a good time, and it was a great social mingling set.
She didn't even know all the girls. She said one thing. She asked the girls not to stand on the chairs. She was great. She was actually gracious.
She did everything on power. She asked for the girls not to stand on the chairs, Miss Thing. And at the end of the night, Miss Thing, I made sure, Miss Thing, at the end of the night, Miss Thing, all you nasty, ratchet girls, Miss Thing, that was sniffing y'all coat, that couldn't take y'all bag and just drop it in the garbage, I went through the whole place picking up coat bags out the bathroom and every all plate or through the venue.
Oh, that's just so, that's tired. That's fucking tired. But no shade, it was a good social
and
game.
It was a great weekend. Marcus had his ball on Saturday, Miss Thing. They invited him back on Saturday. We had our, me and Rodney had ours on Sunday, Miss Thing, and the lady invited us to come back. That's a good motherfucking sign for ballroom when you get invited back to a venue, because a lot of venues you don't get invited back to.
No shade. If we would have started that, if y'all would have started that on time, I really kind of liked that venue because it was small. It was a social place. Like, I just knew it was about to carry. But then y'all shut it down. So, yeah.
It's not shut down. Shut down is we ran
Kelly
out
shut
of
it
time.
Down. Kelly shut it down. She gonna tell us what she wanna tell us. I'm blaming her. Because she the one that promoted.
Well, you can blame me. I'll take that. I take that. I shut it down. Mistake. Baby, you know a bitch is broke. Mistake. I've been broke for a long time. Mistake, girl. I needed that extra $300 that we ain't give out. Mistake, girl, to pay a couple of more bills when I came home. So I shut it down.
That's why you kept on knocking the goddamn old Marcus out of the way so you can count the money for yourself. You wanted to make sure you got every motherfucking coin. I know what was going on.
No, let me tell you something. One thing about me is what my sister is saying. My sister taught me very well, Miss Thing. I don't have to count any motherfucking thing, okay? You get a motherfucker, you get a bag, you get an envelope with 100 motherfucking wristbands, Miss Thing, and that bag of that 100 wristbands will count up to what it needs to count up to. I don't need to sit at the door and monitor anything, baby, because if those wristbands and that bag is not equal, it's a problem.
J-Rock. I got an inbox that said the trophies from both nights were better than 90% of all the trophies in Texas that came from the iCard itself.
The person that inboxed you that, have they ever been to Texas?
Yes, they have several times.
Well, tell them to shut the fuck up because they are a motherfucking lie. You ain't going to tell me that no dollar store trophy is better than a goddamn actual trophy.
Rodney, press one.
Oh, Rodney, you tried the fuck out of that one. Oh, come on, Father Cocktail. And I'm
let me try to think. Let me try to think about
the
trophies of Texas.
That's got a ball. Over. Black Lamb Ball. Over.
We're not gonna say that it's Scotta Ball because Marcus always gives out Fab Trophy, so do something else.
Okay, Black Lamb Ball.
That was an organization.
Lifting Ball.
Hold on, Black. No, J-Rock.
I have a black glam trophy that I won, and that trophy looks way better than the trophy that I won last night. See, everybody not, let me tell you, explain something to y'all about me. I'm not about the cash. Fuck the goddamn cash.
Oh, well, send me back my $50, bitch. I need it.
It's too late. It's too late. It's in the gas tank. But I want me a nice little trophy. Just put up.
J-Rock,
trophies
are dead now. Like, it's no shade.
And that's what's wrong with these little motherfuckers. Give me a nice little trophy so when bitches start wanting to read, talking about, oh, I'm this, I'm that, I'm this and that. Tell me what the fuck you done did in the past. I'm going to give you a grace period. 3 years. Show me some trophies you won in the past 3 years. They can't show you shit. They can't even make it to the last motherfucking battle.
J-Rock, you know all those glass awards we gave away? It was bitches that left them at the ball. I feel some type of way.
Oh, no, now, them glass ones, if y'all left it at the ball, no shade.
Whoever stole the House of Balenciaga Best House of the Year Award, please give the bitch trophy back.
Oh,
damn. Now, if they left them,
we know it's there.
If they left them glass trophies, they are fools, because those are some nice trophies. The actual award trophies, those were very fast. So, fuck them. They just want money, so I don't know.
Please give the people their awards back. Please give Harold his awards back.
But Kelly, I got a question. Kelly,
yes.
I got a question. No shade. No shade. This is just what I see. I don't know shit. I'm naughty karate, okay? You look fab at the ball. You always look fab. But you lied to us.
Excuse me?
You lied to us.
Why did I lie to you?
Although you are the girl in the pictures. You repeat your look.
I didn't repeat your look. You never seen
you
me. You
said
never
you
seen
wore that. I seen that white dress with that black stripe before.
No, you have not, J-Rock, baby. Go through all my motherfucking albums. You never seen that motherfucking dress, baby. I got that dress in black and white, and I have that dress in green and black. You never seen that dress.
So you didn't wear that dress.
You tried
to wear that dress when you. You didn't wear that dress when you was taking them foul pictures when you had the snatch back the other week.
No, I did not.
When I had my ponytail on last week, J-Rock, I had on a multicolored dress on Saturday.
J-Rock.
And then on Sunday, I had on a pair of leather tights, and I had on a black bustier, honey, and I had on a black and white tuxedo jacket with my thigh-high boots. No, I did not. I don't repeat looks, J-Rock. Don't do me.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe that was me. You need to stop wearing black and white. Put a little color in your life.
No, baby. I love my black and white, honey. I'll have a little color in my life this weekend.
It's like Twilight Zone. And I like the Mizrahi floor. I'm going to leave that there. Next subject.
J-Rock, your thoughts on Schoolboy versus Pretty Boy?
Oh, my God. Oh, see, I said next subject, but y'all want to just strike it up, blame Marcus. First of all, for Pretty Boy. Doggish. That was dog. Kiss my ass. That was dog. I don't care who take offense to it. Bitch, I'm thinking that a motherfucker supposed to come out there with motherfucking steppers supposed to come out there and just like, you know what I'm saying, like fraternities. These motherfuckers walked up to the panel and was like, we are the fraternity of such and such, and we're on brotherhood and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, this is fucking boring. This sucks. They should have stopped that and let the girls vote. Let the females vote. Y'all could have got rid of that category, Pretty Boy, and let the girls go in. I wanted to see some hair swinging, bundles, and body. That's what I wanted to see, but we had to look at that boring shit. Only one person came out there and gave me a little step or something. That was doggish. Schoolboy, I was confused. I cannot really comment on Schoolboy because I was confused because maybe I need to read the category again or whatever. But the Mizrahi that came with the Mexican, the Day of the Dead, that was over. I'm sorry. That was over. I really liked it. When he came out the casket and the Day of the Dead and all this stuff and everything, I really liked it because I've been to Mexico during the Day of the Dead, and they were exactly on point. That gives me an exchange student that went and found out something about the culture. The Chinese thing, I really didn't get into it. I didn't know what was going on with Mariah Balenciaga and Kim St. Laurent, and he was like, I didn't get that part right there. It looked like he was about to dance or something, but I didn't get it. I was lost. I was completely lost on everybody else. The only Schoolboy that I can say that I really got into was the Mizrahi.
Kelly, I want to know who accepted Ballroom Throwbacks Awards on their behalf.
Oh.
Kelly.
The Prodigy's
dead.
Okay. Thank you.
Y'all try the fuck out of that.
Try to call you on the air.
Marcus.
Try to call up.
Marcus, why are you throwing balls and you don't want to fix your teeth? Death of breath.
Oh,
wait,
my
what?
God.
Oh.
Marcus,
wait,
when
you say Marcus, why are you throwing balls? Because what?
Why
you don't
want to
fix his teeth or his breath.
What?
Oh, my God. He said, why are you throwing balls and you don't want to fix your teeth and your breath?
Oh, my God.
Why you got a whistle?
Well, since that's been brought up, Marcus, I know that you were quite busy this weekend and you didn't have time because you were making money. Being a baller.
I wasn't making money. I was being a host.
You were being a host, and you were doing what hosts do. So you didn't have time to get on Facebook and check your Facebook and see that you were being the talk. You were being the talk of the town. So now that everything is over and all the votes have been counted and tallied, and everybody knows who really won and how we won, how do you feel about what was said about you?
Anybody who has time to sit at home and talk about me. While everybody is having a good time, and you know, obviously they didn't have anything to do with their weekend, and so their life is more evolved around. I'm supposed to be a ball head, but obviously they were bored. How do I say it? I'm what's the word?
Marcus, they're coming to kiss your ass with their tongue hanging out with them green shorts you had on.
Hey, Marcus.
You're a professional with it. Because you don't have a ball coming up anytime soon, so you can say what you need to say.
Yeah.
Well, no, because it's not that. Hold on, I'll be honest with you. It's not that serious. That would make me seem pressed. Okay, like remember I told y'all, President Obama does not respond to little seedy newspapers and people. You know,
President
he only responds to the Washington Post and Associated Press. And for you to have an, what you say?
I'm
sorry, all y'all talking over each other. I can't hear. What happened?
Marcus, you supposed to be burying a bitch. Bury a bitch. Bury them bitches, Marcus. Bury them. Fuck them.
Well, I mean, for what? I'm going on vacation with their money.
Now that was a good response.
Yay.
Very good response. Very good response, Marcus.
So, is it true that Jazzy Faye is gonna be the special guest at the ball?
Who?
Jazzy Faye.
I don't know who.
Jazzy Faye. What?
At the media takeover.
Yeah.
Is
it
Jazzy Faye is still relevant in the music business?
As a producer.
Well, that's what I thought about as a producer, yeah, but, I mean, like, I wouldn't go to a club because Jazzy Faye was there. I mean, I'm just saying. I don't think that's what it is. I don't think I have a good time, though. I want to go.
Marcus.
Marcus, I had a good time, though. I ain't going to lie. I'm sorry.
My inbox started to get flooded. What happened? What, J-Rock? I mean, Bishop?
Do you think it's very iconic for an icon to say what they said about you?
Well, she said what she said about me, but she also echoed that she doesn't know me that well. So that's her opinion of me based on someone else's opinion. I can respect that. I've only really encountered Sanaya one time. So that was in the limbo. We've never really had a personal conversation out of that. Y'all also have to realize that Caesar is one of her closest friends.
Mm-hmm.
So if my best friend was going through something, you know, I'm going to immediately take sides. Whether you agree or not, you know, that's just how it is. Mm-hmm. I can respect
that. It's just a natural bias.
It's just a natural thing, right. So if that's what, you know, if that's how she feels, what I read, her first sentence says, well, let me start off by saying I don't know Marcus that well. Okay, well, to me that negates everything else. You don't know me that well. I respect that. That's her opinion of me. I don't really have an opinion of a lot of other people, but it is what it is.
You know what, I think everybody took it out of proportion.
I don't put a lot of meaning into icon in ballroom. You're a ballroom icon, but if that means in the ballroom aspect, I revere you in ballroom. But in personal life, I mean, you know, there's not many icons in real life that I would take personal advice from. You know what I mean?
You know,
most of them I'm probably doing better than. And that's just
you know what, though, Marcus? You handled it so good. But I want to let you know something. I think that, you know, so many times we'll be on Facebook or we'll be on the social media, and then we'll actually think we know how someone's saying something by voice or by mouth, but they're saying it on they're typing it. And that's what I think that a lot of people had got misconstrued, and it became this whole big mess. Now, you know, Marcus, honestly, I see exactly why you are. I see exactly why you are, you know, the best promoter this year, because you actually do not let things faze you. And a lot of people can take heed of you and what you're doing and what you have done, you know, this past weekend. I commend you.
Bishop, I have a question for you. everything that you said, I'm no shade. I don't know nothing. I'm just going by what I hear and what I think. Why are you talking so dragged out, like you are drugged up, like you
wrong?
But
wait, he's actually having a coherent thought. I mean, I applaud him for having a thought, and it's like all well thought out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is, but it's just like, oh, my God, I'm going to die.
Well, first of all, I'm laying down.
I'm sorry. Oh, I can't say that.
First of all, I'm laying down. I'm not sitting down.
Because there is a slurping sound, and I can hear it. I'm going to have to start muting.
Wait, hold up. Did you say a slurping sound?
Yeah.
Are you telling me even after North Carolina is over, we still got people out there being thoughts? What are y'all slurping?
Well, let me let you know something, J-Rock. If you trying to say that I'm starting to sound more like you think I'm a queen or whatever, I don't give a fuck what you say.
I told you I was saying that it was draining, man.
You've been a queen for a long time, so you know. Honestly, I told you I was unbothered with you. I don't think it's nothing or anything wrong with the way I talk. I don't think it's anything wrong with the way I talk, basically.
Bishop. Just calm down, you know. I know you need your ADHD
calm down,
and all.
Bitch, you calm
Listen.
Down. You should have calmed down last night.
Oh, my
Listen,
God.
Bishop.
That's the thing.
Bishop, I never said that you sounded like a queen. I wasn't even on that type of shit. I said you were sounding like it was, like you were tired, like you're dragging, like you're
I am actually tired. I told you I was laying down.
Oh, okay, well, I missed that. That must have been my phone was hung up. That's what I was saying. I was not saying that you sound like a queen. I wasn't coming for you, Bishop, or anything like that, okay?
I'm about to mute my phone.
Oh, boy, bye. Marcus, I saw that the other vote was like 328, so technically Kelly would have won.
No.
You didn't answer. Okay,
that means Kelly won.
Assuming you didn't answer me.
No, that means Kelly won because everybody would have voted for that, yeah. No vote means Kelly won. Congratulations, Kelly, for best overall mother.
Okay.
Warning, three, alert. Warning, three, alert. Warning, three, alert. Warning.
Well, I guess Kelly don't want to accept the award.
Excuse me?
You won best of our mother. They
you
miscounted
technically,
it.
Because 328
technically
was higher than 316, so technically
no
you
vote
won.
Was high.
Right, it was higher than the actual vote.
It was like 6-something, wasn't it?
No, it's 3-something, 328.
Oh,
328,
no vote.
I'll take what I got.
Who actually did win overall?
Mother
Didi, right? Didi. Why is someone saying that the blondes were all voting from their iPads, their Macs, their iPhones?
There's just no shade. Didi is one of the – Didi not even my mother, but she is the motherly type. Didi is the team. When it comes down to mother, she is very, very caring of the kids. I love that lady.
Who the fuck is that sounding like
Darth
Vader?
Kelly over there breathing hard and shit.
Use a motherfucker lie, bitch, because my phone is on me. That's why I didn't come on when y'all said what y'all said the first time, bitch. Don't try me, bitch.
My phone is on mute.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was over
butter.
When J-Rock started to talk. That's why I mute.
Your shade is not even thick. It's dry. But anyways.
You know what? That's J-Rock's big ass nose. That's the one that's breathing hard.
I did just have nose surgery. But check this out. You know what I never understood about the nose jokes? You would think after all these years of my life, I've already heard, y'all got to be original. Toucan Sam, Gonzo
no
from
way.
The Muppets,
Bishop
all
has
that.
Big nostrils. He looked like Sanaya's old nose. So, Bishop, you can't go
well,
ahead.
Well, Jenna, maybe you need to talk to Asia Austin Star and get some doctors that can take care of that big-ass nose of yours. Fucking nose
you
look
know,
like a fucking
you know, Bishop?
Monkey's nose.
Bishop,
you think you have a small nose?
Bishop, do you think that you look even attractive anyway, period, with them no nipples having ass? Look, this is my thing. When I go places, I can tell y'all that I didn't never sit about here and say, man, I need a good nose job. Let me just get a nose job, because even if I got a nose job, I wouldn't want it small. because it fits my face, okay? When I go out and people still hit me back with, J-Rock, you look really cute, or either your pictures do you no justice, you are a very attractive young person, you are either, you are a handsome guy. Nobody ever said, oh, my God, you the teeth, you gorgeous. I've never said I was gorgeous. I never said that
you look
I was
like
a teeth.
Butt off of Sesame Street.
But like I said, I know my truth. My truth is I'm handsome, I'm cute, I will take that because that's what I am, and I like it, and I live in my handsome and cuteness. Nobody say that I'm pretty because I'm not a pretty boy. I'm a handsome young gentleman, and I'm very attractive, and bitches be in my motherfucking inbox. Emphasize inbox.
Thirsty.
I go to the motherfucking Carolina Awards, and anybody that met me, and you can come on this phone, and you can tell me if I'm lying or not. When you meet me as a motherfucker, anytime I come out at a ball, I'm nice to everyone. I make sure that I, you know, show respect to everyone because I'll be happy to see everybody. I'm enjoying myself. But, bitch, as soon as somebody hugs me, I'm thinking that it's just a regular hug. Next thing you know, I get a goddamn, I want to see how your dick massage walls. I'm like, what the fuck? Where did you hear that? And I was like, I forgot they had that on the fucking ballroom station.
Oh, mistake, girl. The girls are real thirsty.
I see. So they trying to get at a little knot like me.
Yes, they definitely got to be thirsty, mistake, girl. That is not a social. I would tell all y'all girls out there, Miss J-Rock is not a social climbing type of girl, mistake. So, girl, you're not going to get no place if you climb that social.
Shut up. I'm letting y'all know right now, if y'all want to mess with me, y'all better ask the people that know me. I'm just a hit it and quit it type person. I'm not going to give you no foreplay, no nothing or anything like that. And you're not going to get nowhere in the ballroom. So quick, if you come at me, just know.
Warning,
be a real
freak
creepy.
Alert. Warning, freak alert. Warning, freak alert. Warning, freak alert.
And for all you people that left them condoms by that punch, I got all of them. Y'all better take advantage of them condoms.
Child, ain't nobody having sex with you.
I don't want them to. I said take advantage of the condoms. God dang. I didn't even have sex over the North Carolina weekend. I'd be too busy trying to make sure that, you know, my people are together and that they ready to go, they getting where they need to go, and stuff like that. I am really, I love doing ballroom. All these little miserable bitches that come here talking about they hate ballroom and all that, shut the fuck up. Y'all lying. I love ballroom. It's fun. When I go to a city, I want to have fun. I want to meet the prodigies, the cons of it. You know, it's fun. Turn the fuck up. Turn down for what? I'm not going to sit up here and be sitting up here. I ain't got time for that. But I'm not going to
Rock,
fucking
everything.
Did you
get drunk? Did you get full? You say you was going to
no,
get full.
No, I don't drink. I was before I had. I said this was. I was going to make Carolina. The first time ever I've been drunk or ever really drink and be full. I've never been drunk before, but I had a surgery 2 weeks ago, which means I am still on antibiotics and medicine for it now. So I'm not going to mix that and then be fucked up.
Oh.
And then somebody come and rape me or something. Because Kelly was looking at me so hard.
I wasn't that desperate, J-Rock.
I know when I was,
did Bigfoot grace herself at North Carolina Ball?
Like I said, when I was on that second floor and they told me you was coming from the Waffle House, I took y'all running. What's up to catch me?
I didn't stay in that hotel that long, you know.
I
just got an inbox saying that they wish I never brought you back from the dead.
Oh, well. You tell them, I wish. Oh, never mind. I'm not going to do that. That's serious. But anyway, like I said, I know you wasn't staying there. I'm just saying, but you was up there. Trust me, I know it's a lot of stuff that I be sitting in the back, and people do not be seeing me, but I be watching and listening to everything, and this is Thought Nation. I did not. Baby, the motherfucking thoughts that ran through NC. Three hotels. Work. If you know a thought, come on the line, press 1, call them out. That's what I want to hear.
Kelly,
who was the main
thought
this weekend?
Kelly, what's T? Santonio was kind of close on that picture. Are you next?
Excuse me?
I said, what's T? Santonio was kind of close on that picture. Are you next?
Next for what?
Girl, y'all are trying it. Y'all are chewing it.
Where am I next for what?
Y'all must haven't seen that phone move, bitch. I don't got time for it.
No, not the fight. No.
Oh,
I was about to say, I wish a nigga would.
No, not like that. Before that, they were in a relationship, right? I thought you were the next, the higher up branch on the street.
Oh.
I don't know. I like taking pictures with the young man, you know.
Kelly,
hold up, bitch. If you like taking pictures with the young man, you didn't take no pictures with me, Kelly.
Oh, well, let me change that. I like taking pictures with the cute young man.
Bitch, what you say?
I said I like taking pictures with cute young men.
I asked Bishop, what did he say?
No, I just asked if Kelly was coming down.
I just got
an
invite
to
say everybody likes the Prada Escada Experience Punch.
Oh, they did?
I will be in DC this weekend.
Baby, whoever drunk that punch, baby, that punch was a setup. I seen them making it. When I seen Father Cocktail shaking it, I knew it was a setup, baby. I would never. He looked like he was upset that a little of it spilled. He started shaking it up. I was like, oh, shit, it's about to be a good one.
Everybody put your drinks in the air.
Put your drinks up.
Pull them up.
Put your drinks up.
Pull them up.
Put your drinks.
Hey, Rodney.
What's going on?
Now, what you say about the goddamn trophy?
Hey,
you
Rodney.
You gonna tell me that Kelly's trophy was better than any trophy in Texas? Are you serious?
No, that was a mini ball. That was a mini ball. We had major ball expectations because our name was on it, but it was a mini ball.
Oh, my bad. Oh, wait a minute. Back up.
We just had more people than the most major balls in Texas, besides the ones that everybody get flew in and get sponsored.
Oh, That was shade.
Actually, you could add up two major balls in Texas, and it still was less people. It was still more people at the mini ball on Sunday.
Yeah.
Really,
we're not speaking from something we see on video. We're speaking from live people that are actually in Texas at all the major functions.
But you know what? You know what's so good about that is that's the truth. It's not a key. I mean, if y'all would have had the same amount of people as Texas, bitch, I would have read y'all for motherfucking bleeding because y'all are motherfucking ballroom city. You know what I'm saying? Now, that's a reason y'all not have them people. But when you come down to Texas, you're going to get full. You're going to have a good time. You're going to get all your cash.
And that's what we call.
And the categories are going to finish.
Hello, J-Rock, y'all just had a ball last week and did not finish, so you cannot say that.
For the first time, that's why your ball didn't finish because you showed me.
It's going to happen. It happened.
J-Rock, you were naming all the balls in Texas that were sponsored by organizations and different things like that. But
Rodney, you are trying it.
Will we start with the ebony ball? Say Teflon with the bread and the chicken, and what were the trophies?
Rodney, you are trying it.
If you want to go, we're going to stop there.
Rodney, you're trying it.
Okay. I don't know what happened with the bread and the chicken. What was wrong?
Nothing.
There was no chicken.
Nothing.
It was just bread.
J-Rock.
So do you
think
think the
Midwest
is better?
Talk about that ball and I was down there for a Kool-Aid to get her coins?
Shut up.
Yes, Kelly. Thank you. Yeah,
shut up, Kelly. Nobody has used her button here.
They didn't pay Selvin? Oh.
And she had to stay down there for an extra week before she got half of it.
Oh, wait. Like I said.
Wait.
J Rock, when you open up the can, baby, you know you gotta be ready because we're gonna come hard.
Hey,
first
J-Rock,
of all, hold on, let me check
Midwest
my inbox because y'all trying.
It's actually better than the South in balls.
No, Texas balls are fun. Texas balls are
we
fun.
We have a great time, right? And they treat you very well.
Bishop, shut up.
You ain't
shit.
Been to one yet, so why are you talking?
It don't even. You haven't been to one in Texas neither. So what does? I mean, you're speaking about something. You
I'm
know,
talking about a ball, period, sweetie.
No, you aren't. You said Texas. You said the South.
Put your tone ass down. Anyway.
That's so late. Who says that?
Wait. Is Samika about to buy your bitch?
He is already dead. Like, you know, he just like, y'all remember that thing from Hocus Pocus? The little skeleton that they sent out on Hocus Pocus kept on losing his head and shit, and they just stopped worrying about him in the end. He just like that. I don't worry about him.
Well, one more comes from my inbox is that Tiffany can bury you with her account makeup.
With her weight also, so next.
Well, what's your bank account looking like? That's what Tiffany's saying.
Cool cares. Next.
This, don't
hey,
bring
that. How many weeks ago?
Don't bring Tiffany.
He's talking about she in his inbox.
No, honey. She said it. She said it on the show when she came for you.
Oh, okay.
When you came for her.
Next.
Her
next.
Account.
And that was how long
her account
ago?
Was
next.
Bigger than you.
Next.
Bothered.
I mean, you make no sense. Like, who says that her account is bigger?
Did you
think that over before you just said that to me?
No. Well, Migga, how many times have you
brain.
Said something
you're
with crickets?
You're without pea brain. Like, I'm not about to do that.
How
you're
many times
brain.
Have you
like,
said something
I'm
with
done
crickets?
With you. Yeah, pea brain. I'm done with you.
Wait, let me mute myself.
Yeah, mute yourself, couch potato. Do something.
So, Bishop, you say you're coming to Media Takeout?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're actually having
a and I won't be walking.
Accurately talking about. Oh, we know you're not walking no more.
I'm not walking no ball. I'm coming in and enjoying
myself. She can't walk no ball.
I'm not walking to the ball.
Oh, are you walking to the
ball? No, I'm not walking to the ball. See, you trying to miss the screw it, Mr. Cocktail.
Oh, wow. Are you walking to the ball this time?
No, I'm not walking to
oh,
the ball.
Oh, you walked to the ball last time? That is fucking pitiful. Listen. Hold up. That's now I believe that you would get fucked by five trannies and shit. You couldn't wait.
Oh, my Lord.
Anyway, I will be coming to the ball, yeah.
How far was the ball from your house since you walked there? Bishop?
What? He's not responding.
I guess he muted his son.
By the way, before anything else, shout out to Tink Cole Adams. Happy birthday.
So can we talk about these horrible ass judges? Who said that, Marcus?
Uh-huh.
Well, they were your judges.
Some of them were second string and third string judges. Fourth string if you shall. Yeah. So the house leader's a parent. If you know you're not going to come to the ball after you agree to judging, it would be nice if you at least send a text message, an email, a Facebook message, say, I'm not going to make it.
But when you, because you start gagging me at the door, I just think I'm just start gagging your house back and just not putting y'all on the panel at all. Because you have, I'm assuming, prepared to judge the categories. You read the categories like they were in the judge's packet. And now you expect me to put up somebody who may be a legend or an icon to judge the ball, but they didn't even read the categories. It's not fair to the contestant. Therefore, going forward, if you agree to judge, you tell me you're going to judge, and you don't show up, and I don't feel as though that your replacement was fully aware of the categories, your house just won't judge that night, and that's it.
Marcus, I have a question once you're done.
Yeah. Right.
Would you ever think of, would you ever allow spectators to
Yes, I would. I would.
Because I've seen it brought up in a group and you never replied. You really pay
I probably
up in a group.
I don't read unless I'm tagged in it,
yeah.
Honestly. Right.
Yeah.
I would. At this point, I just think it needs to go because, honestly, legends and icons are going to be just as political, too. And I really feel like that's
right.
What happened Saturday. They were, you know, they understood
Marcus.
That, well, I'm going to have to give a 10 tonight to get a 10 back next in a few hours. Yes.
Oh.
So, Marcus, this just came in my inbox. Wait a minute, Tamika. This just came in my inbox. If you're going to say that, Marcus, then who was the judges and who were their replacements and why didn't you – and don't let them off the hook?
Oh.
What was the question?
You heard
who
the question.
Oh, it didn't make sense. It said who was
who
the judges,
were the judges
and
that did not
who was
show
supposed
up
to be
– and who were their
okay
replacements and don't let them off the hook?
Okay. Let me see. Who just did not show up at all. We start at the top. Name the houses. Let me pull it up. Hold on. I got a list of every judge got an email. What you mean? Judges got invited
okay
3 months ago.
Okay, well, better question. What judges shouldn't have been sitting up there?
Who I felt like what judges were trying it?
Yes.
Everybody that Judge reeled it, Pretty Schoolboy versus Pretty Boy, including my sister Kelly and Rodney.
Oh, so they voted for Corey?
Let me tell y'all something, okay? And I'm gonna be 100% honest with y'all, bitch. If you have a ball mistake, girl, and you want bitches to judge mistake, and you don't want no shit, no shenanigans, bitch, I think you should just put me and Rodney and somebody else up there, mistake. Y'all get what y'all want, mistake, because that's what the girls look for anyway, bitch. Rodney or Kelly, bitch, everybody turn, mistake, when they know a bitch should be chopped, and they look at Rodney or Kelly. So why not just have Rodney and Kelly and somebody else on everybody's panel, and y'all get exactly what the fuck y'all want, mistake? And then you ain't got to worry about letting other bitches in for free. Because that's what happens, mistake.
Right?
A bitch knows somebody's supposed to be chopped. And everybody turn and look at Rodney and Kelly when Rodney and Kelly sit on the panel. Rodney and Kelly and somebody else.
Well, no, I said the entire panel. I just, mind you, it seemed as though, okay, let's just go back to Pretty Boy altogether, right? I sat here, I really appreciate what Jack said last night with, like, just the whole expectation was just lowered. I understand that they didn't have to do as much as the schoolboys, and that's why I had them go first, because I really was thinking, like, oh, these schoolboys about to come here and turn it out, so I will let the pretty boys go first so it won't alter their judgment. Let them get down to the pretty boy, to the one pretty boy, and then let the schoolboys come out here and do what they were going to do. I really don't think people, and I can't blame ballroom for this. I think a lot of ballroom people don't understand Greek life and what it takes in a process to be initiated into a fraternity. These things take up weeks and months of your time in planning and preparation. You know, the category came out long enough to where you could have actually went through an entire, intake process. I just was disappointed. But, Kelly, just being honest, can y'all agree, there were people that y'all gave tears to that you knew that should have been chopped, but you paid it for political reasons. Will y'all admit to that to me right now?
You said what, Marcus? Because I was on my cell phone.
My question was, are there people that you gave tears to for Schoolboy versus Pretty Boy that you knew this should have been chopped, but you just gave tears because you had kids walking too and you didn't want to mess up their chances?
Oh, no. No, because, bitch, if I felt that, you know, I don't know much about college. Bitch, you know, I ain't never been a bitch that went to college. Bitch, I was in high school and that was it, bitch. So I really know about fraternities and all that shit. So, bitch, I went for what little bit I seen that I be seeing on TV and shit, and I thought it was worthy, bitch. I don't have a problem with chopping a bitch even if my child is walking. Bitch, I'll still chop a motherfucking bitch. Because trust and believe, mistake, if you chop mine, mistake, y'all going to eventually always have to come back and see me because I'm always asked to sit on a panel. So if you get mine that night, mistake, because you felt that I chopped yours, bitch, I'll get you when it's the time is right.
I mean, Rodney. But I think...
Rodney, were you there, were you leading it with the 10?
Yeah.
Rodney? Is he gone?
He must
still
have
there.
It's not on.
Call.
It's not on.
We have a call in 319-756.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hi. I definitely want to know the shade with the Big Girls Femme Queen Realness. Like, the Epiphany Girls had won, and the category was closed, and y'all brought a condo with a prom dress on.
Oh! Wait, y'all brought who?
A con girl up, a Femme Queen con with a prom dress on, and that wasn't what the category was calling for, and the category had been closed, and the Epiphany Girls had won. So I want to know what the shade was with that.
So who actually did
that was something that I saw, too. I saw that, too. I wasn't up there doing that point. But, yeah, the category was closed. Yeah. Then y'all went anyway because I know you'd be a
The category, if y'all go back, and anybody that have the tape, if y'all go back and y'all view the tape, Jack or Selvin never said it was closed. They never even counted down.
Okay, but they had handed this trophy off to the girls, and they had already made it back to their table.
Yeah, but Jack or Kool-Aid never said close. If you don't say category close.
That's wrong, though.
So to me, I personally think that was very late because, you know, the con lady was nowhere to be found when the category had been given to the Epiphany girls. So, you know,
I agree. And which Epiphany
girl
are you?
I'm actually the overall mother.
Right, so right, and you were the one that was walking. I understand, Mama. Speak up for yourself. Yes, ma'am. You said the girls was not up there, and you said you should have said, no, I'm not battling her.
Yeah, because the category had already been closed, and I just think that it was really shady on the judges, you know, that the category, we had already made it back to our chairs with the
yes,
trophy,
ma'am.
You know, so
overall
I wanted to speak about that.
I agree, Mama.
I have a question, Mother. Did the con end up winning over you?
Yes, she won. And after, you know, and it is no shame because she had been chopped in Philly the week before over me, you know, chopped. So I don't really understand how
well,
this lady
Mama,
came
y'all
back
even
won.
Now, y'all won one. Take it to the media takeout ball and meet her there.
That's still not fair. Why would y'all pass a trophy and then the category not be closed? Like, that's crazy to me.
And then to me, she didn't bring it like the category had called for. She had on a prom dress and a wrap, and it was saying come like you was going to a funeral. You know, and that
well,
was...
Mama, we were just talking about those judges. Read those judges, girl. Read them.
Let me tell y'all something. Baby, let me tell y'all something. Y'all can, I'm not taking no sides with nobody, okay? Y'all can't say that, okay? Y'all can't say that that lady wasn't dressed like she was going to a funeral, okay? Because I just get, and I'm going to be 100% honest with y'all, and this is what my grandfather and my grandmother, my grandfather just passed away last week. I gagged I woke up in that motherfucking church mistake, okay, bitch? And I'm in my motherfucking dress and my tights and my heels and everything, and my cousins and my aunts and them and motherfucking jeans and Uggs and shit.
That is true, Kelly.
Okay, I was fucking, I was really gagging. I said if I knew y'all bitches was coming like this, I'd have pinned my own jaw too.
I mean, but it's no shade. It's,
and if y'all look, if you go to my page and you look at my pictures, you see I took pictures with my cousins and all of them. These bitches had on double coats and leggings and shit.
No, but Kelly.
That's how we would have trained, but we went by the flyer. It said come like a funeral. And we know the politics of the ballroom scene and how the judges would have carried if we would have came in rest in peace T-shirts and jeans.
Right.
Yeah, well, Mother Tiffany.
Rest in peace T-shirts. Oh, no.
Mother Tiffany, because
2014. That's how the girls are going to funerals. But we figured that y'all said bring it like you're going to a funeral, not a problem.
I don't go to nobody's funeral.
You know, another type of thing.
No, but Mother Tiffany, wait. Wait, Kelly, I do understand.
Wait, Jason. Who is going to a funeral with rest in peace T-shirts on?
That's how the girls dress now.
That's what's going on in 2014.
That's how they dress now. You do that for the repass in New Orleans. You don't put the rest in peace T-shirt at the funeral. You do that afterwards.
Y'all need to go to my page, bitch, because then y'all gonna read my cousin. Y'all need to go to my page and see how my cousins look standing next to me and my ills and everything last week.
But Kelly, this is my thing, y'all. Like Mother Tiffany said, when you read the category, Kelly, how many people that was left behind when you're talking about the girlfriend, the fiance, the wife? How does that fiance or that wife look at the funeral? Everybody else may look crazy, but the actual person left behind always looks.
I'm sorry.
Exactly.
And
exactly,
it's
because
no shade to nobody, but I feel like I, as overall mother, should have won that ball that night because nobody would look like me. You know, and that's just personally how I feel. And I'm new in the game, and I think the people need to kind of
come off. Oh, work, mistake. Eat it, mistake. Eat it, mistake.
I think they need to kind of come off me.
Mother Epiphany, work Mother Epiphany for throwing a shot at Trina on the low.
It was shade, you know, and I feel like, you know, I should have won the ball that night because I was appropriate for what it was calling for overall, you know, and a lot of people.
I was on your side, Mother, but.
We're new house.
Mother, J-Rock was on your shot. J-Rock was on your side until you just threw an underhanded shot at Trina.
No, it wasn't at Trina because Trina is Trina Khan now. Get
it
right. You threw an underhand shot at the motherfucking doll that came out there with them bug-eyed shades on and that new shoe with them lace gloves, and she gave you big girl realness.
Well, no, Prada, she walked big girls' road. If Prada had walked drag's road.
So the big girls'
really
road, all of that wasn't for an overall trophy because it said big girls'
It was
them
four
queen,
different trophies, and then $250. And who, the small car girl won the $250.
Right, she beat everybody.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. So it was more girls up there that looked like they were going to a funeral. Now, Mother Epiphany, you looked good, but I can't say that didn't nobody else bring it right.
Well, Mother Epiphany, bring it to media takeout. Mother Katrina Carr for Philadelphia. Meet Mother Overall Mother Epiphany in Washington, D.C., and let's make it hot. Y'all want it much. Well, thank you, Carl. I'm going to put you back on hold. If you have anything else to say, press one again.
And will it be more femme queens on the panel? Because I feel like now you just have a judge full of butch queens.
Oh, no, I heard that it's supposed to be an all femme queen panel this weekend.
Okay, because that's what's going
I'm
on.
I'm sorry, yeah,
no,
all femme queens, you know, Mother Epiphany, I'm sorry. You know, I can't afford booking fees and appearance fees. All the femme queens want booking and appearance fees, and, you know, they do shows and stuff, so I can't hire them. So I'm sorry. I had to go with what I could get.
I understand. Thank you.
Thank you for supporting us.
I'm back, y'all.
All right, are you back?
Yeah. No, I'm at work.
Okay, would you like to answer the question now?
What question?
The question was, do you feel as though you gave out any tens that really weren't necessarily, that weren't quite up to par? in fear of retaliation of maybe your kids getting chopped?
For a certain category or just a ball
school period? Boy versus pretty boy.
I thought that all the pretty boys should have been chopped.
Thank you for admitting it. Moving on.
I said the same thing.
Who?
You want to judge
J Rock? It means
that wouldn't have been in retaliation because my house member walked first and he got 10. So I still could have chopped all the rest of them. He could have won automatically.
Was that the prodigy that came out there stepping and doing just like they be doing when they on the line and all that stuff?
Yeah.
Right.
That's what I said. That's the only person that gave me somewhat of what I see when I go to these colleges and stuff, and these people be on the line and, you know, chatting out they said and their history and everything. And then I just thought, and when them three boys came up in the purple, I thought they were about to come out and do something together or something. And then and I was like, oh,
they
had, they had
technical difficulties with their CD and they wouldn't play. So they had to
do
impromptu something right then and there.
All they had to do was play Atomic Dogs and then just start stepping. They had on purple. Shit, act like a fucking Omega.
But, yeah.
So, Ryan, you chop. So Ryan, you give out chops?
Say it again.
So, Ryan, you give out chops like Kelly?
At times I have, but, I haven't, like, really recently. I've just been, you know, everybody's been, you know, been able to compete.
So what you're saying is you just been letting people through. For how long have you been letting people through?
You tried it. Not that long, because what happens is, like, we go to the balls, like I said, in Florida. When we went down there, me and Kelly was on the panel. So they expected us just to chop everybody, and they wanted to sit there. They wanted to get in the ball for free. They wanted a free cocktail. They wanted to be on the panel, to be glassing like they fab and stuff. And they don't want a motherfucker to throw a big chop or just accordingly. They sit there and look over at me or look at me. Can you see our head looking like we don't show any facial expression anyway. So I'm just looking like I'm disgusted with this shit right here. But none of y'all girls is going to chop. But nobody wants to feel like they're chopping if you're the bad guy or stuff. So, come on, let's battle. Get away these people money because they don't want to. They put these people up here. They're the promoter. They put these people up here. They know they're scared motherfuckers. They know they're not going to chop nobody. And they know just up there just because they bought their house, bought a table. They got a few members there, so they got all their money. So in respect of them, I'm going to put them on the panel. But don't give a fuck if you bring 200 people. If it's the wrong judge, then I'm sorry, but they shouldn't be up here.
But you know what, though? I can say this about Kelly and Rodney. I've never seen them look left and right. I've always seen them look straight, and if they just discuss it, it's just be kind of like, well, not even really discuss, but kind of looking at you like, the fuck is going on? Staring. I hate some judges that look to the left, look to the right, and I'm like, what the fuck are you looking at? Look at the person. I feel like they're waiting to see if they're going to do it. Y'all know this is the fool. Y'all going to do it?
But that was the whole point of the scoring system, for you just to give your artist score and let it fall the way it do. If you felt like somebody deserved a D, give them the D. And if you felt like it was an F, give them the F. Some people gagged. They saw a bunch of C's up there. They should have known, bitch, okay, I'm not eating it tonight, so tonight may not just be my night. But when judges give A's to people that they know they deserve a motherfucking A, the only girlfriend A I could have accepted is if it was from your house member. Because I guess you tried to build a confidence. But I saw so many
this
weekend in Bulgaria. Hello?
Yeah.
Hello? Yeah. I think in the future, maybe if somebody did their next ball, there should be no announced grand prize in the hottest category tonight. That's the category that gets $1,000. Because, I mean, you know, I just, honestly, those performance girls came out there and vogued for that $250, and they usually get more than that, but this year I wanted to try something different, and they came out and showed the fuck out for $250. I was, you know, pleased with that. See, Africa Runway, those girls, you know, they came out and played. Even their production.
Oh,
uh-huh.
That's what I forgot. The female figure, I mean, well, yeah, the female figure runway, that was good. That, especially that last battle, that bitch in the gold was not motherfucking having it. The winner?
Yeah, Vetus.
CP. That bitch was marching down there.
We didn't
she
even
got
get a report.
She got some good structure, too, when she took them shades off.
Can we get a report from the ball in Oakland?
Meechie, call in.
Once again,
was in North Carolina.
Once again, grand prize to the House of Mizrahi for the House of the Most Trophies.
What other house is out there?
Chanel.
Oh, child.
Bagari.
My motherfucking heater is on fire. Are you serious?
That's all you Frickin? Got from that?
I hear the new $1,000 runway girl in California, too.
And I heard it was a fight. It was a fight outside, but I remember the names.
Going to the functions. We still fighting in 2014. But y'all care so much.
So, Kelly, how was Vogue night last night?
Did you hear me?
Yeah, no.
I said it was late.
Who won the $600 tag team performance?
They didn't have it. It was only late because I got right off the road straight. I came through the Lincoln Tunnel straight to Vogue night, so that's why I was late.
So who won the $600 tag team performance?
They didn't have it. It wasn't properly promoted the right way.
Exactly. I ain't see it until the day of, like 2 hours before the ball.
It wasn't properly promoted the right way, so it's going to be on a future date.
Okay.
Yes.
Kevin Bernard, I think you need to go retract that statement because you calling me a hoe on my statement, bitch. I just don't understand you kids. Maybe that wasn't what you was trying to type. I don't know. Maybe it was your phone. But if you calling me a hoe, I'm telling you I'm not a hoe. I just got hoe's way.
Marcus, can you respond back to my inbox, please?
None of that, Callie. None of that.
No, it has nothing to do with no tea or anything, honey.
If you're listening from the Blog Talk chat room, you have 10 minutes to call in before it goes into record mode. If we lose anyone, I want to say thank you for sitting with us and have a good night. Be safe. God bless. Don't get stuck in the hole. Make sure you tune in tomorrow to the State of Emergency with the CEO herself, Jasmine Couture, for another installment of State of Emergency.
Yes, honey. D.C. is going to be on fire this weekend, honey. I got a new look for you hoes, honey, this weekend, honey.
You going to hang out with Bishop while you in D.C.?
If Bishop got time, I will. What's wrong with hanging out with anyone?
Nothing's wrong with it, but you saying you're going to hang out with Bishop. I'm just saying.
J-Rod, why are you trying, buddy? Okay.
All the people that took Ubers from New York to Charlotte.
Oh, shit.
I can't believe they did it.
$3,700.
Gotcha is going to get ya.
That driver made his change, honey, okay?
And they said he drove right back.
That's crazy.
Really, he made his change, honey. I'd have kept him the whole weekend. I would have got him a real miss thing and told him don't end the ride and kept him all weekend.
You want to be your...
Yes, God.
Oh, my. Okay, so Mika, you still here? Let me go down. So Mika? Okay.
I'm right here.
Okay. J-Rock, you still calling us from hell?
Yeah, my house is on fire. I'm trying to find out why is it smoking in here.
That's your ass.
If you take off those leather pants, it'll stop smoking.
And to everyone, Jack is posting the clips as we speak. Best Dress and Performance is posted. Just give them people a chance to get it up. Stop it. The more you harass them, the slower they're going to move. Okay.
I'm about to feel like sleep in a minute and say goodnight.
You trying to pull a Kelly?
What?
You trying to pull a Kelly Stein?
Y'all sitting there breathing and turning each other on with y'all breath. I don't have time for that. Y'all don't want to bury no bitches. Y'all all scared.
I just asked everybody, if y'all don't want to bury nobody, can we get some people to press one to tell me, you know, who the Thought Award goes out to for North Carolina? I need to know who was the biggest thought.
J-Rock Anthony.
Ooh. That's a lie. That's a Satan is a liar and a truth ain't in him.
So, J-Rock, who do you think was the biggest bottom in North Carolina this weekend?
The biggest bottom in North Carolina this weekend? My brother flew in on a Sunday, so he wasn't there the whole weekend.
Your daughter. My daughter?
That sings in the choir.
Michi is not a hoe, and he is not the biggest bottom. You will not come for my child. You lucky he can't call in, because he will read you.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I was, like, just intrigued by everything that was going on. I don't know.
So you was mesmerized cause by Camaro jacket.
I was on what?
Mesmerized by Camaro's blazer.
Oh, no, baby, that's going to be in a trance. I was like, what? I'm looking at it right now. I'm just saying, you know, sometimes it just pisses me off how stuff go in ballroom. Like, I'm looking at this, and I'm just like, no. No, it's not even fitting right. That's what I'm saying. I just kept looking at it. I'm pretty sure he's right. You know, they don't take everything so sensitive. I didn't like it. And by him being tall, that's what I don't like about people. They got this height and don't know what to do with it.
It just was wrong.
It really was. But they let it through. Well, I don't know. So what did you do over this weekend in Baltimore? Because I met some people from Baltimore, not Baltimore, Baltimore, and they telling me that I talk country, but they can't even say dog.
They can't say who?
Dog.
Dog.
They say Doug.
And they say boy. So you're trying to say the people from Baltimore don't know how to say dog?
They don't. They say Doug.
No, they don't.
Say Baltimore. Yes, they do.
Don't do that.
They was like,
don't
they said they're Doug, and they call Baltimore Baltimore, like it's B-A-L-D-I. It was just weird.
Well, that depends. I guess that depends on what side of the city that they live in.
So you've heard people say Baltimore?
No, I've never heard anyone say Baltimore. I've heard people say Baltimore because that's how you say it.
Why do you say computer?
How do I say come here?
No, computer.
Computer.
Because you normally be saying computer.
Who did I say computer? That's some damn home Texas coffee shooting shit.
Baby, you be saying computer. Y'all can't talk. And y'all don't have no McDonald's.
What the hell? I'm about to, you know what, I'm about to bury your bitch. That's what's about to happen. You better sit over there with your $50 for saying butter and shut the fuck up.
First of all, that's what they said to Zay. That's what he said, that's what the subject was. I was like, okay. Well,
my role, if I was there, my role would have went to Paula Deen, and she wasn't even there.
Well, I'm just saying, he said butter. I kind of like that, though, because I wasn't expecting that. If they're going to do something like that for commentator versus commentator, just give you a subject and say, chant about it, oh, that's okay. I thought we were just going to chant over the beat and pass the mic. But since they want us to do it that way, okay. Give me a, they can start giving me a subject, and I could give it to them. I didn't want to get all raunchy on the mic and stuff because, you know, everybody take everything I say like, ooh, that's just so nasty. But I could have went all kind of ways with butter, but I didn't.
Well, but we lost Shamika. Good night, Shamika. See you tomorrow.
Oh, Lord. Big Boy Rock the Mic is hitting me up in my inbox saying, tough. I tell you what, the next time I come, I need to find another commentator versus commentator. I'm calling out any commentator versus commentator. A-N-Y, commentator versus commentator.
If there are any commentators that are on the phone lines listening, or you just you think you got the gift to be a commentator, press one now to go against J-Rock.
No, I ain't. But now I'm calling you out for the next function. And to Devin with your old drop.
I ain't just waiting up. 518-779.
That better not be Piggly Wiggly.
You want to talk about butter?
Yes.
Oh, shut up, Prada.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Prada, they said you wasn't dressed right for the motherfucking part.
I wasn't dressed right for the part.
Yeah, Saturday.
You better go check my profile picture, honey. I am the girl in the picture, honey. Anyway, the undercover spot award for the weekend goes to none other than J-Rock Ebony Dupree.
You some motherfucking lie.
He's not a out in the open kind of thought. He's an undercover thought. He doesn't want you to know he's a thought. He likes to stop on his way back to Texas. He did just stop in a couple of cities and states.
So on his way back to, this is what I'm about to do. Mute her.
Yes, go. And then if you listen to his commentator versus commentator, he clearly said that his ass is like butter. So he was trying to get a girl to sign that ass is like butter.
So, Well, on his way back to Texas, he stopped off in the woods and hooked up with Bigfoot.
He stopped off with Sasquatch.
Girl.
He was grabbing on butts and all kind of things.
Girl.
Nasty bitch.
Girl. I cannot confirm nor deny these comments.
So, you weren't holding your Bible the whole weekend, huh, J-Rock?
What you say?
He wasn't holding that Bible the whole weekend. He a lie.
Yes, I was. I was reading scripture.
You trying to make me tuck some condoms off of my purse for his ass.
You said what? Wait, hold up. What you say?
You're trying to stuff some condoms in my bag for your ass.
I got them, but so, you know, we could just keep them and bring them.
Oh,
bro.
So y'all
can do what? I guess he was going to use them on his 7-city tour on our way back home.
Child, you tried that.
Now, I'm going to have to look at the taxes on your car.
What'd you say?
I'm going to have to look at the mileage on your car.
Bitch, you better hog her back. But anyways, I'm not going to confirm nor deny that. But anyways, that's just a bunch of made-up things. It's a bunch of made-up stuff. To Devin knows stuff he knows ass. You talking about that my chant was dry as shit. Let me tell you something about me. Baby, first of all, my first chant was me chanting, and I knew it would get 10 because I've heard some of these commentators around here. So I know it's 10 worthy. Now, when he said say something about butter after hearing the other person that was a commentator, I know I don't have to bring it hard if I know the other person cannot come for me. My vocabulary is, you know, I do know how to say things, you know. Some of them don't even know how to put rap together or put rhymes together. It's not hard. It was just having fun. Commentator versus commentator should be something that you can dance to, you can vibe to, you can get up to. The people in the space said that was good. It got tens and it won. Now, let's say you do a commentation over a Subway sandwich.
Oh, bitch, don't get cocky, girl.
It ain't about being cocky. It's not about being cocky. It's about, you know, girl, you wanna come for me.
Dev.
That's for you. Dev, what category do you want, Dev?
Hello. Cause that conversation was drier than a new woman's pussy, bitch. What the fuck?
Dev, what is your line
full of bread. They gave you what the topic was, so you can think on your feet and say the first thing that came out your mouth. And the first thing you said was that your ass was like butter.
Man,
that's obviously your calling card to everybody who was on their way back across Highway number 56. So,
that's the wrong highway. But anyways, what category do you walk again?
Oway, which would slay you.
Okay, well, then I want to see
commentator
you
commentator versus commentator,
I
which would slay you.
Are you coming to St. Louis or are you going to
say
Chicago?
Which would slay you.
I want to see you in
every
last one of them.
I don't have to worry about that.
I want to see you in every last one of them.
You want to see who to do what?
I want to see you. That's all I want to do. I'm going to call you out just like I call everybody else.
J-Rock.
Don't tell me nothing on the phone. I just want to see you.
The thing is that unlike the rest of these people, you can't tell me that you're just having fun with it if you don't do it the way you're supposed to do it.
Baby, if I'm just having fun with it, if I'm just having fun with it and I'm beating people, then that's
just
saying something about you. Okay, well, I want to see you.
I don't just have fun with it.
I just
want to
see you.
I know. I understand what you're saying, but I'm just saying I don't have fun with it.
See, having fun with me will still slay you. I want to see you across
you
the floor in your category.
Oh, what kind
of fun? Any one of your categories.
Stop on about March the 3rd.
March
you
the 3rd?
You got to come to Chicago sooner or later anyway.
Nah,
you know,
I can't.
You know, you can stop on about.
When is the Midwest Awards? When is the Midwest Awards?
When did I just say?
Oh, I can't come March the 3rd. That wasn't on my itinerary, my plan.
March 3rd is not even a ball day, y'all. I don't know what March 3rd is.
when is it? March. It's the first.
You don't even got it right. You trying to get me out there so I can be able to function by my goddamn self. You scary over the damn phone. I need to see you. You trying to set me up.
It's the 8th, Marcus.
And you better not give me an and you better not give me an address to Subway. I want to see you on the fucking floor.
The flyer is up there. What are you complaining about, lady?
Are you gonna be in St. Louis for the Dynasty Ball? Or are you paying it?
J-Rock, right. I'm sorry.
But there's a function afterwards. That's what I'm saying. There's going to be a function afterwards.
I go ball at home. We don't do function afterwards.
Okay. Well, I'm going to see you. And when I see you, we're going to let the judges decide.
Child, that's
and
the
I
thing.
Want...
She's going to sit around there and die halfway through it and turn around and say she couldn't make it because she was dead. So that's the tea. I don't really have to worry about
First of
that.
All, that is not the tea because, you know, when it did go up and say that I was dead, I still showed up and did what I said I was going to do.
Uh-huh.
And I did it.
Oh, well, this time you ain't got no competition.
I don't know when y'all going to start reading facts. Like, when I say I'm going to go